This is Passport to Texas. Some ideas seem good when you first have them. Then, after some time passes, not so much. Take smallmouth bass, for example, and their effect on the Guadalupe bass population.
Smallmouth bass, of course, are not native to Texas, but were brought in as an additional sport fish. The problem is they can't tell each other apart. Even though they look very different, evidently they act similar enough behaviorally that they'll reproduce, and they have hybrids.
That's Gary Garrett, director of the Watershed Conservation Program. So, what's wrong with hybrids anyway?
Hybrids, by definition, are halfway between the parents. So they're not as well adapted for their environment. They may do well in the short run, but in the long haul, they're really not going to be as good a species.
Besides, they're the state fish of Texas, occurring only in the Hill Country, and well, you just don't mess with Texas.
The other thing we're now seeing a little bit is that these hybrids are now also crossing with our largemouth bass, which is yet another problem we want to avoid.
And you definitely don't mess with largemouth bass. But we've started to turn the tide on these hybrids with saturation stocking.
And we're fairly confident within the next 4 or 5 years we will be able to really solve this problem.
That's our show. We receive support from the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program, and we record our series at the Production Block Studios in Austin. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.